Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. This is Chris, and we are here with another episode that is not movie-related. It is not our normal game. But we have brought back the one and only Jeffrey, who has written his own game, very similar to the game we played on episode... I don't even remember. Episode 5 or 6? The episode titled Jeffrey No. Jeffrey is back. He is in town from Chicago. Everyone say hi to Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
And we have got a two-on-two game. Everyone's in-house. No one on Skype. So today is going to be me and my lovely wife, Leah.
Hello.
Taking on the other married couple in the group, or one of the other married couples in the group, we have Jeff and Marissa.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
So we are going to have a two-on-two game. Before we get started, I do want to give a shout-out to a couple of different groups here. Last time, we did not do anything with drinking. Last time you heard us would be probably Jeff and I talking about camp, and there was no drinking involved in that. So
sad, but true.
That's true. So I am drinking what we call LOL, Locals Only Lager. And this is from Hollywood Brewery? Hollywood Brewery right here in Florida. It's actually really good. I've got that, and I've got another can of the 81 Bay Lightning Lager, which I love. Like I'm telling you guys, we need to get out to 81 Bay Brewing, because every beer I've had from there has been phenomenal. Been ridiculously good. Leah is not drinking tonight. Jeffrey is sipping on his Diet Coke. And I'm going to let Jeff and Marissa tell you what they have.
No surprise for me. I'm drinking San Augustine Distillery double cask bourbon with some Diet Coke.
So good.
And I was just introduced to the Tampa Bay Brewing Company Gingy Imperial Porter, which thus far has proven to be fantastic.
It's good, right?
It's very good.
I'm telling everyone, the craft beer scene in Florida is insanely good.
So good.
I've been craft beer tasting to a lot of different places. I'll put it up there with anyone. The craft beer scene here is top notch. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to pass this off to Jeff. We're going to let him tell you how the game is going to work. And we're going to jump right into the trivia.
All right. Hey, guys. My name is Jeff. I'm going to be hosting trivia today. So there's going to be 5 rounds of trivia. First one's going to be basic knowledge or basic trivia. And then it's going to get into specific categories. But... we're going to go through, each round has different points, and then there's going to be one final bonus round where you're going to be able to wager your points. Everyone good?
Jeffrey, are you keeping score, or?
I can keep score, that's totally fine. Yeah, and I will give you score updates at the end of each category, and yeah, that's about it.
Sounds good.
Everyone right? All right, cool. So like I said, first round, basic trivia. We'll play this the way that the podcast is normally played. Ready to go?
Yes,
I'll
say. All right, question number one. What is the tallest building in New York City?
We can lock.
All right, Leah, that's between you and me. Pretty sure it's the World Trade Center.
The One World Trade
Center?
One World Trade Center.
I think so. Like we were.
You think it's outdone Empire State Building and
I'm 99% sure, yeah. It's got to be One World Trade Center.
Sorry.
Oh, I just noticed Marissa was over here nodding her head in agreement, so we're going to go.
Can I trade partners yet?
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead, put on my poker face over here, and lock in with One World Trade Center.
All right, and what did you guys have?
We also had One World Trade Center.
That is correct. One World Trade Center is the tallest building in New York City. Question number two, who is the oldest living president?
Ooh.
And just so you guys are aware, you may see Leah playing on her phone over here. She's not actually cheating. She is playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I put my phone up?
Yes, probably. The answer is George Washington. Good job,
like,
babe.
In history or currently?
Living.
Okay.
So.
Current living president. Okay. Sorry, that was a dumb question. I am a lot smarter than that. We can lock.
So, Leah, I kind of go back to...
Who's still alive?
I'm sorry, I won't move my head.
So you are you are into presidents more than I am. So you tell me which ones are still alive.
Yeah, let's go through the list of all the people that are still alive, and then we can figure out which ones are presidents.
So, like,
Just start naming people.
Just name all the people.
I'm pretty sure everyone through the 80 or the 70s is dead.
Well, let's talk through it. So we've got Kennedy, Johnson,
dead.
Nixon, Ford.
Dead. I'm assuming Ford is dead.
Ford is dead.
Okay.
Carter is alive.
Ooh.
Reagan is dead.
Okay.
I don't know about Bush Sr. I feel like he just passed away.
No, the wife died.
Is Bush Sr. still alive?
No, he might be dead too. I don't know. I remember your mom wore pearls one day, and she's like, "Oh, this is for."
That was for Barbara Bush.
Yeah, that was for them.
But I feel like I feel like they both passed, so I think it's Jimmy Carter. That'd be my best guess.
Yeah, if you feel good that Jimmy Carter is indeed still alive and not, you know, 6 feet still, under.
I think he's still building houses for Habitat for Humanity.
No way. He's got to be like 100.
No, I think he just got hurt building houses for Habitat for Humanity. We're locking in Jimmy Carter.
Okay, we're going to say Jimmy Carter.
It's okay. Marissa wants to burst.
Can I request putting Marissa in a different room?
What's happening? I'm sorry.
We locked in with Jimmy Carter.
All right, Jimmy Carter. Did you guys lock in with your answer?
We did.
He did.
And what is that answer?
We also have Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter is correct. Oldest living president.
Good all right. Job,
eh? Can we verify that George H.W. Bush
George
is in fact passed?
George H.W. Bush is dead.
Okay.
All right, great. Question number three. This is all right. So, just FYI, each question is worth 10 points. This one's worth 5 points each. It's a 2-part question. Who were the two teams in the finals of the Women's World Cup this year?
I can lock it.
Ooh, one. Locked in. Yeah, we're locked in.
Write them down.
I think it's either France or Italy. I'm not sure.
I want to go Italy.
You do? I mean, I'd like sure. to go to Italy, too.
No, but I, for some reason, I feel like it is.
Then write it down. I don't have a better option.
You actually don't have to write it down. We're already locked in, so you just tell Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
We think it's USA and Italy.
All right, USA and Italy. Chris and Leah, do you have an answer?
We locked in with USA and the Netherlands.
USA and the Netherlands is correct. So that's 10 points for Chris and Leah and 5 points for Jeff and Melissa.
Marissa.
Sorry.
It's okay. No.
Just act like you've listened to the show before.
And another 5 points for that team because I'm a horrible person.
when he calls me John, we know he's definitely not listening.
I get Melissa, Martha, Mary. Like, it's ridiculous. The things that I get.
Those are the nice ones.
Martha?
Yeah. Martha. Who names their kid Martha anymore?
Oh, I know the answer to that question.
I knew a Martha, yeah. She had a 2-foot mohawk.
All right, great. Question number 4. What is the hottest planet in the solar system?
I have an outside-the-box guess.
Are we locked? Yeah, we're locked.
All right.
Okay, so talk out your answer, because I'm between two.
So it's got to be between Mercury and Venus would be my guess.
Oh, I was going to say Mars.
There are other planets.
I know.
There's lots of planets.
But my thought is Mercury is closest to the sun, so logically that would be the biggest. But I know that Venus's atmosphere is so thick with whatever gas that is.
Hydrogen.
Whatever gas that is. My guess would be that Venus's atmosphere keeps the temperature in and it gets hotter than Mercury. That'd be my best guess. It's not Mars. Mars doesn't really have an atmosphere and it's further away. So Mars has got to be pretty cold.
But they call it the red planet.
Because when you look at it, it's red.
Yeah.
It's not like molten lava.
I'm just saying. Okay, I'm good with going Venus, so I'm going to write down Venus.
All right, and what about the other team?
Melissa, what do you have?
We also went with Venus.
You know, you saying that is just going to throw me up so much more.
I can't wait.
We'll see what my name turns right. into.
Jorf and Martha have Venus. All right, and the correct answer is Venus, so that's 10 points for both teams.
You guys are so smart.
All right, next question. In 2018, who was the highest paid author? Yeah, let me clarify. Who made the most from their books, I believe, is what I'm sourcing.
Yeah, we can lock in. We're good.
Okay, we're locking in.
I have no idea.
This could really be so many things. Oh, we're talking it out now, right?
Yeah, we can
talk it out.
So, obviously, I want to go with George R. R. Martin was a big one, but pretty sure that's when Michelle's book came out. Michelle, we're buddies. We go way back.
You and Michelle?
Me and Michelle Obama.
You're closer with Michelle Obama than he is with Marissa.
That's true.
But also, I know Bill O'Reilly also sells a ton of books. Because he kills everybody in his books. So I just don't know. I'd go Michelle.
I have no clue. Best-selling author in 2018.
She doesn't like my answer. That's very clear.
Just yeah, I'm going to defer to you.
You can come up with an answer.
I can't think of anyone. Martin sounds
Martin Short.
Germ Germ George R. R. Martin sounds logical, but I don't know.
What about Stephen King? He's an author. I've heard of him. King. He always sells books.
What about Tom Clancy? Let's go there too.
He's a guy.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure James Patterson released like 37 books last year.
He does, but no one buys them.
They're always in airports.
They stay always
let's
in
go,
airports.
Let's go with good old Michelle.
He just walks around dropping the books at the airport hoping someone picks it up.
All right. Yeah, we're locking in.
Michelle who?
Oh, my buddy Michelle. Barack's wife.
Okay.
All right. You've locked in with Michelle Obama. Chris and Leah, what did you lock in with?
We also locked in with Michelle Obama.
The correct answer is James Patterson.
James
Patterson is the highest paid author of 2018. Congratulations.
Man, it sucks to be here.
Congratulations, James Patterson. All right. Great.
Oh, my God.
That's a big old goose egg for both of us.
Next question. What city is Twitter headquartered in?
Oh, God. I can wager a guess.
Okay. Write it down.
I can't read your handwriting. Oh.
Yeah, we're locked in.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We're also locked in.
All right, great. What are your answers?
We said Palo Alto, California.
It's a good guess.
That was going to be my guess, but it is San Francisco.
No, San Fernando. San Fernando Valley? No, is it not?
All right, and the correct answer is San Francisco.
Oh. You wrote San Fernando?
I did. I thought that's just the valley, isn't it?
Yeah, Twitter headquarters is in the SoMa district of San Francisco.
Really?
It is.
Okay.
I missed that when we were there.
Palo Alto's right there.
I should have just let you do.
It is not that far away. All right, great. So... there's only two more questions left in the first round. Question number 7. How many seasons was The Big Bang Theory on television?
Okay.
I think. We're locked.
All right, you're locked in?
All right, and can I get those answers?
Hold on, I want to talk it out then, because I wrote down my answer.
No,
she
that's fine. We can just go with it.
Okay. We're going to lock in with 12 seasons.
Awesome. And James and Maria?
We have 10.
We went 10.
10. All right. The correct answer is 12 seasons. 12 seasons of The Big Bang
Theory.
Good job,
babe.
I think I've seen a half an episode.
That sounds about right.
I saw
a clip. We stopped watching.
All right. And one last question this round. What young adult author wrote the books Eleanor and Park, Fangirl, and Carry On? Oh, that is an angry person.
I would love to default to my reader wife here.
Do you need first and last name?
I do need first and last name.
Oh, crap. I don't really read my YA.
Yeah,
well,
like,
okay, no, let me rephrase that. I only read fantasy YA or sci-fi YA.
These are really, really good books, just let me tell you. I have all of those he listed in the other room.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to go Jodi Picoult because I have no idea.
I feel like the first name is Rainbow. I cannot remember the last name, so Rainbow Powell is what I got, but the last name is definitely not correct.
Oh my God. I think I'm going to give you 5 points instead of 10. It is Rainbow Rowell.
Oh my God, I was one of the two. I had an R and I had a P, and I was like, I don't know. I was like, is it a Rowell? Is it Powell?
It's okay. You were one line away. All right, so at the end of round one, we've got Chris and Leah with 55 points and Justin and Kelly with 35 points.
I'm going to have to go watch the movie now.
Yeah, from Justin to Kelly.
All right, so for round two, what's going to happen is I'm going to give one team an easy question, and they can either answer that easy question or give the easy question to the other team and then try and answer the harder question, not knowing what it is. Easy questions are worth 5 points. Hard questions are worth 25 points. Does everybody understand?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, great. So good chance for you guys to catch up. All right, great. So question number one, and we're going to give this to Chris and Leah. Easy question first. What is the name of the boy who owns Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Do we want to do the easy or do we want to do the hard one?
I say we take the hard one and try and get a commanding lead.
Because they are very Disney people.
I am a big fan of taking the risk, and let's just let them have the easy one, and we take the hard one.
We will take the hard one.
That sounds dirtier than it meant.
We will take the hard one.
All right, so what is the name of the boy who owns Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
That is Andy.
Andy is correct. All right, and that is 5 points for you guys. And the hard question now is, what actress voiced Andy's mother? Famous actress. What actress voiced Andy's mother?
I'm a big fan of taking the risk and taking the hard question.
It wasn't a fan of the risk. It was a fan of just keeping them away from the 25-point question.
It's 20 now.
That's true. Did you know the answer to this, Marissa?
I'm not telling you.
Now you can tell me if you knew the answer?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so this was like 1995, 96, whenever the first movie came out. Who would have been an actress who could voice a mom during that time?
She's continued to voice her.
Let's name everyone that was alive in 1995, and then we'll start checking people off.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Good callback, Leah.
Damn. All right. So I'm trying to think of, like, actresses that were...
It's not going to be someone like Julia Roberts or someone like that, because we would probably have...
No, but he's not going to ask this question if it's, you know, Jessica Henshaw cult or something like that. It's going to be someone we've heard of, I'm assuming. So I'm thinking it's got to be someone who would have been well-known back in 95, still relevant today. I don't hear a British accent, so I think it's an American actress. Julia Roberts seems too big. Like, who would have been that age back then? Like, Susan Sarandon comes to mind.
Diane Lane.
I don't think Diane Lane was big enough back then.
She was, like, big since the 80s.
Was she?
Yeah, she was in The Outsiders.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Blockbuster hit, The Outsiders.
Who else was there?
I don't know. There's a lot that we could just say. So yeah, I say we just pick someone. Yeah.
We'll go with Diane Lane.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Did you guys know it? No?
I don't.
It is Laurie Metcalf. Huh? Yeah, Laurie Metcalf did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Knew? Good to know.
All right, great. Question number two. NaCl is the chemical formula for what household item?
I mean, we should go for it, right? And take the hard one?
If you'd like to.
No, you want to take it easy?
No, we'll throw the easy to them.
All right, Chris and Leah. NaCl is the chemical formula for what household item?
I think it's bleach.
Is that the same thing that I wrote down?
That would be the Cl. Oh, well, Na, sodium. Yeah, that's got to be it. But I think sodium chloride is bleach, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine. Common household item, bleach. Let's go with bleach.
We'll go with bleach.
That is incorrect.
Can I take it? Can I take it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It? Salt?
Yeah, it is salt.
Oh, son of a...
All right, so... Damn, what, no don't points
let me
for you guys.
Don't let me answer chemistry questions.
All right, so time for the hard question. NaHCO3 is the chemical formula for what household item?
Oh, hold on, repeat.
NaHCO3.
Bleach.
Large 3? Capital 3? There's capital C? I'm sorry, not 3. Capital
yeah,
C?
Sorry. Capital N, so it's Na.
Right, I know the Na, poor H.
HCO3. Capital H, capital C, capital L. Do we have a scientist? Is that what this means?
I think she's actually writing it out and breaking it down.
And now she's struggling. Which, this is something we should have done. Like, we should have written it down.
Yeah, I'm surprised when you said sodium chloride that you didn't like.
Chloride.
I was so happy when he was like, oh, bleach. I'm like, yep, definitely. Let's go
definitely
with that.
Bleach.
I heard chloride, now I want Clorox. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would be...
I'm dumb. I have the dumb.
I can't see what you're writing there. What does it say? Sodium, carbon...
Hydrogen. Sodium, hydrogen, carbon, oxygen.
Wow. How do you remember this from high school?
I don't know. I know the periodic table.
Well, help it. Help us with it now.
I'm trying to figure out what it would make.
It's a chemical compound.
Yes, I know it's a fucking chemical compound.
We're locking in with chemical. It is a chemical.
It is a compound of chemicals.
It is a pop figurine. That's what they're made out of.
Yeah, I have solved your puzzle, and those are all elements. Give me my points, please, sir.
That is part of the periodic table.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with hydrogen peroxide, because that's a thing I've heard of and has words. Bleach. I'm going to go with bleach.
All right, you're locked in with bleach. That is incorrect. It is sodium bicarbonate, otherwise known as baking soda.
Oh.
All right.
That's a big failure.
I was trying to figure it out.
Mrs. Baker.
All right, so next question goes to Chris and Leah. Sandra Bullock has been nominated for 5 Golden Globes and won 1. Name 2 movies that she was nominated for.
That's the easy or the hard?
That is the easy question.
Are you sure?
Yes, that is the easy question, I promise you.
5 Golden Globes and one. Name 2 that she was nominated for. I've got a couple in my head.
Got any?
This is Sandra Bullock?
Yep, don't say anything.
Oh, I know.
Okay, good.
Let me see what you have written down, Leah.
Can you think of others?
Yeah, there's a...
Write them down.
Do.
Yeah, we gotta speed this up.
I think we're gonna play this round, but we're gonna play this question, but we're gonna talk through what our answers are.
Yeah, so we're gonna take the easy question.
That's fine. Yeah, it's bleach. You can talk it out.
Jimmy Carter.
So, Blindside has to be one because she won the Oscar for Blindside. The other one you wrote down here is Crash, which I agree could be on there.
Could be on there, but it's because Golden Globe is the Hollywood Foreign Press, so they tend to.
There's another one that is, I can't think of what it is, but it's the one with Matthew McConaughey and Samuel L. Jackson. It's the one based on the book by.
A Time to Kill.
But I don't know that that was a.
That was 1996-ish.
I don't know if that's a. Oh my gosh, we're going to nominate you for an Academy Award kind of movie.
That's what I'm saying. It's Golden Globes. They think outside the box a little bit more because of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Yeah, but the two that you wrote down there are definitely...
I don't know, because Crash, they're such small parts. Like, she was barely in Crash and she wasn't very good in it. I was just thinking Crash was a nominated movie. So I was trying to think more of the movies that were nominated more so than her parts.
And like, so what other movies has she been in? Gravity.
Oh, put that one down.
Okay, so we're going to go with Blindside and Gravity.
Yeah, for sure.
Blindside and Gravity is correct. Woo-hoo! Yes. All right. So that's 5 points for you guys. And
Bleach.
Bleach. Passing it over to the other team, can you name 2 other Sandra Bullock movies that she has been nominated for Golden Globes for?
Gosh, that sucks.
This just bit us in the ass.
Yes, it did.
I'm really glad he let you do that. Wow, you think that one?
No, I don't. I'm just thinking of movies that she's been in.
Were you listening at all to the people across the table here? Because they mentioned a lot of movies.
But I don't think she was nominated for Crash because there's like 8,000 people in Crash.
But they could have all gotten supporting roles. It doesn't have to be for a lead role.
It is a Golden Globe nomination.
Just all a right, nomination. See? Fine, then let's go Crash and Speed. Crash and Speed?
Oh, is that you're locked in? All right.
I'm asking him. Do you want to do
Oh, you're that? Asking me? Yes. I don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Sure. Let's go Crash and Speed.
And welcome back to this trivia podcast. We don't know anything. All right. Crash and Speed is incorrect.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been
reminded
nominated
that
for
the Golden Globes have nominations separate for drama and for comedy. So her other 3 were While You Were Sleeping, Miss Congeniality.
I wrote that fucking down.
And The Proposal.
Ah, The Proposal. Yeah. That was a great
one. That was a great one, actually.
So here's a question for you. So the year that she won the Oscar for Best Actress for The Blind Side, I think she was nominated. I think she also won a Razzie for Worst Actress.
With Bradley Cooper.
All About Eve. Or no, wait, what is it?
All About Steve.
All About Steve. There you go.
Not for The Lake House with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I like that one too.
That movie's a good movie. Yeah. That's a good movie.
It's a Chicago-based movie.
All right, so last question in this round. A Small Reptile and Charmander's Final Evolution end with the suffix Z-A-R-D. Can you name both of them? A Small Reptile and Charmander's Final Evolution.
I mean, I can name them, but do you want to pass it? I don't think they can name them.
Leah gave you the most incredulous look.
That's all right.
Go for it.
Go for what? Passing it?
Do you want to pass it or do you want to answer it?
Well, we kind of need to pass it.
Okay, pass it.
Someone didn't write San Francisco.
Damn.
You just want to take it?
No,
take the easy points?
No, pass it.
Let's take the easy points.
No, pass it.
Pass it. We pass it.
All right, it is passed. Chris and Leah, what are those words?
So what's the evolution?
It's a lizard, I think, and Charizard.
Lizard and Charizard is correct. Yes. All right. So that's
you didn't need to name the other evolution, too?
Charmeleon?
Charmeleon.
Oh, lame.
James and Mary.
I know them.
A bird of prey and part of a bird's stomach both end with Z-A-R-D. Can you name them? So there is a bird of prey and there is a part of a bird's stomach that end with Z-A-R-D.
A buzzard and a gizzard.
Buzzard and gizzard is correct. Yes,
oh,
great
shit.
Job.
Nicely done.
We would have gotten that one if they had passed it.
Yeah, we would have gotten that as well, but nicely done.
That is the end of round two. And guys, we are tied 65 points each.
Wow.
Bleach.
All right. Round three is called higher or lower. Each of these rounds is 10 points. Each of these questions is 10 points. I'm going to ask one team to give me a number, and then the other team has to guess if it's higher or lower. If they get it right, they get 10 points. If they get it wrong, the team that guessed the number gets 10 points. And if the team that guesses the number gets the number correct, they get 50 points. But that's not going to happen. So let's get started. Question number one. How many sovereign... Oh, and this one goes to Chris and Leah. How many sovereign countries does the UN recognize?
Just give them the points.
No. They have to guess higher or lower. We have to come up with a number guess first. Okay. So do you have any idea?
No idea. None.
So here's the danger with this, is if we talk about our logic, they can hear it.
Yeah. So you just give them a number, babe. You do not need to discuss it with me.
I'm going to guess 212.
All right, you guys are locked in with 212. Do you guys think it is higher or lower than 212? Lower is correct. Do you have a number in your head?
Oh, I don't know the exact number. I think it's like 130-something.
It is 195.
Oh.
But that's 10 points for you guys, so you're up to 75 points. All right, Jess and Marty, what is the population of Algeria?
The population of Algeria is 18,700,025.
Holy crap. Chris and Leah, higher or lower than... unless you want to dispute that.
No, go for it.
All right, 18 million. Let's say 18 million. Chris and Leah, higher or lower than 18 million people?
Where's Algeria?
We need a geography lesson here.
Is Africa? Am I close?
It's in Africa, I think. I think it's in Northern Africa, if I'm not mistaken. 18 million seems high.
Have you seen a map of the world? Africa takes
Have you seen a map of the world?
Like,
not since elementary school when it was pulled down from the chalkboard.
The continent of Africa is ginormous. It takes up like a fourth of the world, and people do not give credit for how large Africa is.
Oh,
I just don't know population within that very, very large continent.
Okay.
So we're back at square one.
How many people are like in... Never mind. Just, what do you think? Higher or lower than 18 million? Let's keep moving.
My gut says lower, but...
Lower.
The correct answer is higher. The population of Algeria is 41 million.
Holy
wow.
That was
Yeah, it's crazy.
It sounded good, though.
I'm telling you.
All right. Question number three. Chris and Leah, how many episodes of the TV show Friends?
We've gotten this question before.
We've been asked this at Friends Trivia.
Okay, so we can't really discuss it, but...
So this is interesting, because if they know the answer...
They know the exact answer.
We don't know
we
the exact...
We didn't get it. We weren't close last time.
But you've heard the exact
answer. I've heard the exact answer. If you can give me a pen and paper, I can try and work out the exact answer.
I'm going to say somewhere around there.
Okay, so Leah has her answer. Let me do some math.
Math time. Math really goes well on podcasts, I've heard. People really enjoy all the,
I really
the
wish
mathematics.
I wish
trying
I could,
to solve a...
I wish I could throw out info at you right now.
You should.
To explain my logic.
Yeah,
but...
do that. That'd be wonderful.
Just how I tried to solve sodium bicarbonate on paper.
It's true, yeah. That does not help help the podcast listeners at all.
Nope. So did everyone hear that Friends is leaving Netflix next year?
I did.
And The Office?
I didn't care until they said The Office is also...
I was going to say. It's like, Marissa, you literally have like less than a year to watch every episode of Friends.
I have to watch Friends.
Oh, wow. That's not happening.
No, it's not. I'm Instagramming. I'm not cheating.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care if you cheat. I do have $1,000 for the winning team tonight. Did I mention that?
That, I believe that was not mentioned.
Okay.
Okay. Telling them that we're going to guess higher or lower than what we were going to guess is not helping when neither one of them watched the show Friends.
Okay. Not helpful.
We got to speed this up, babe. These are supposed to be quick answers.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you 5 seconds, guys. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's way too low, but okay. Go for it.
That's way too low, but okay, go for it.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, we're going. Hold on.
But you're taking too long with this.
We're going to go with 211.
211. Locked in with 211. All right. James and Marty, higher or lower?
I'm going to go based on the logic of how many years there were and how many episodes per year there possibly could have been on an average TV show of that magnitude. We should definitely go higher.
Yeah, I'd go higher.
Friends had 236 episodes.
Holy crap.
I had 230 written down. Just wanted to throw that out there.
The next question. How tall is LeBron James?
Oh, we're answering this, right?
Yeah, that's you.
LeBron James is 6'9".
6'9". Chris and Leah, taller or shorter?
I do not have to argue with you on this one, that you can just say higher or lower.
Oh, I don't. So he's a small forward, I think.
He's not that small.
Thanks, Ringmaster.
No, in my head, I thought he was like 6'7", 6'8", so I'm going to go smaller.
Smaller is correct. Yes, he is 6'8". All right. The next question. How many views on YouTube does the video Gangnam Style have?
All of them.
That is correct. All of them is
nailed
right.
It.
The podcast is over. Congratulations, Chris. You have won the $1,000.
I take a guess. I have no idea. I don't watch YouTube.
27 million.
27 million. Higher or lower?
Higher.
The correct answer is 3.3 billion. All right.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're the worst millennials ever.
Yeah, we were killed.
I'm proud of you for knowing that, though.
All right, we've got two more.
Oh, there's more.
Median household income of in the United States.
I feel like we should be strategic with this.
You should probably try and get as close to the answer as possible.
We're going to lock in with
38.5. Chris and Leah. Yeah. You had $38.5. Chris and Leah, higher or lower?
What do you think, babe?
I don't know.
Like, when he asked the question, I always try and think, like, in my head, what do I think the answer is? And I was thinking it was closer to, like, 42,000, 43,000.
I was just thinking, and if it's, there's a lot more people who make way more than that, then I think that make, like, to bring it down, like, a lot more. Like, I don't know how many people make, like, households only make, like, 10,000 a year. I mean, I know that there's a lot, but I think that there's more that make, like, way over that mark than, I don't know.
We're going to say higher.
Higher is correct. It is $59,000.
Wow.
All right, and the last question. What is the runtime of all of the Harry Potter movies combined?
Oh, Lord.
I swear to God, if you don't get this, I'm going to be so mad.
No, but I can tell you the longest running. all the runtimes of Jesus Christ.
And what are all the runtimes of Jesus Christ?
That one
all
was a
the
long
times.
One.
All the times.
Oh, my Lord.
33-ish years or so. Went a while. You're answering this, right?
I think we come up with the answer and you go higher or lower.
Oh, yeah, we answered the last one. Yeah. Nice.
And we're just going to lock in with whatever Lee is writing.
You want the runtime in minutes? If I did my math, I'm going to say 1,250.
1,250. All right. Higher or lower than 1,250?
I'm waiting to hear what Martha has to say regarding this, but I'm sure she'll have something shortly. Higher it is.
The correct answer is 1,179. Yes. It is lower.
Nicely done, babe. Nicely done.
Failed. All right. That brings our score to 95 points for Chris and Leah and 105 points for the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, that new album, though. It takes me back.
All right, category 4, top 10s. I'm going to give you a top 10, and you guys are going to take turns going back and forth naming them. The first team to not name one correct loses 10 points.
Whoa.
All right.
So are we going like team by team or one by one? Like Leah starts, then Jeff, then me, then Marissa, or
we were going to do team by team, but okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's start this round with you guys are in first place. So let's start with you. Most common U.S. college majors. Most common U.S. college majors. Top 10 most common U.S. college majors.
English.
English is one of them. That is correct. Chris and Leah?
Psychology.
Psychology is one of them. That's correct.
Communications.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Communications is one of them. That is correct.
Political science.
Poli-sci is one of them. That is right. Yes.
History.
Oh, I'm sorry. History is not one of them. The top 10 most common are business, psychology, nursing, biology, education, English, economics, communications, poli-sci, and computer science.
So that's the question. Is like economics, does that not roll up under business?
It does not, according to whatever Wikipedia I got this from.
Okay. So then they get the point.
They get, you guys lose 10 points.
Oh,
we lose points.
Oh, we lose points. Oh, so we don't get anything.
No points, no.
Okay, well then I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
All right, Chris and Leah, you're up now. Most populous European cities.
London.
London is one of them, yes.
Berlin.
Berlin is one of them, yes.
Paris.
Paris is one of them, yes.
Madrid.
Madrid is one of them, yes.
Rome.
Rome is on the list. 5 out of the top 10 we got. Good job, y'all.
We're going to go with Amsterdam.
I'm sorry, Amsterdam is not one of the top 10 most populous European cities. It is Istanbul, Moscow, London, St. Pete, Berlin, Madrid, Kiev, Rome, Paris, Bucharest. According to Time magazine, what are the top 10 booziest days in the United States?
Friday.
Let me be clear.
Just Friday for the answer.
These days are things like holidays, events, etc. And okay. I will accept if there is an eve of something, I will accept the actual thing.
Okay, so we start? New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is one of the top 10 booziest days, according to Time magazine.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo is number one, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
That's number two. All right, we've got 1, 2, and 3 now.
4th of July.
4th of July is on there. Yeah, that's right.
I don't think it's Flag Day.
June 14th. That's a great day.
No.
You guys are welcome to talking out. I've got about 4 more in the barrel ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But that's not, it's not the same day every year. That's my concern.
You can say that because it's an event that happens every year.
Okay, we'll go Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday is on the list.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is not on the list. Oh. I'm so sorry. It is Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, New Year's, Mardi Gras, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Derby Day, Purim, and Super Bowl Sunday.
Valentine's Day wasn't even on there.
What was that second to last one?
Purim.
It's like a Jewish thing, right?
Is it Jewish?
Jewish. I'm going to look it up now.
Me and Wikipedia got some problems. Because there is no way in hell that there is more drinking going on in that than there is.
And I was like, Valentine's Day. Everyone who's single is getting drunk by themselves. And then all the couples are trying to get laid.
I'm just shocked that Labor Day and Memorial Day are not.
Yeah. A nice day stole Super Bowl from me.
Am I the only one that gets absolutely plastered on Flag Day?
Yeah. That's it.
Because it's the day before my birthday, so you have to get ready.
Gotta get ready. Nice and hungover.
You can take it up to the Time magazine. All right, last list. Most obese U.S. states.
Alabama.
Alabama is on the list. It is number 3 most obese U.S. state. Chris and Leah?
Mississippi?
Mississippi's number 1, baby. Lead in the pack.
Our great state of Florida.
Florida is not on the list.
Are you serious?
Oh my god, no. All right, yes. So the top 10 most obese U.S. states are Mississippi, West Virginia, Alabama, Louisiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Michigan, and Indiana. The score that I have is 95 to 65. Yeah, all right.
I feel like we're doing pretty well.
Are we ready? Everyone ready for the last round? All right, the last round is called What is Older? I'm going to give you 2 things, and you have to tell me which one of them is older. We're going to go back and forth with this one. So, Chris and Leah, because you're in the lead, let's start with you. Chris and Leah, Bath and Body Works or Bed Bath and Beyond? Which one is older?
Oh, God.
We can't even keep these 2 straight.
Bed Bath and Body Works.
I have no. You have no idea how often I say Bed Bath and Body Works.
Yeah. Which one do you think?
So in my head, I logically think Bath and Body Works is a store that, at least in my estimation, is a mall store. So I think that came around the 70s and the 80s. Whereas Bed Bath & Beyond is a big retail store. I would think Bed Bath & Beyond is older for that reason, but...
Okay, let's go for it.
I don't know. We'll go Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond is correct. That's 10 points for your team. All right. I'm running out of names. I'm so sorry.
I will say, you've done very well. Yeah, you've done a
great job.
The Czech Republic or Shawn Mendes? Which one is older? The Czech Republic or Shawn Mendes?
I hate Shawn Mendes. Hate Shawn Mendes. Fuck you, Shawn Mendes.
Okay, when did Czechoslovakia separate into Slovakia and the Czech Republic?
One of the 90s?
I'm
going to have to go purely off guess.
I don't know. Czechoslovakia.
Is or, older?
Well, no, Czech Republic. I don't know. Let's go Shawn Mendes is older. I don't know how old he is.
I think it's close. Can we get a year span on the difference of how many years they are?
It is a six-year difference.
Six-year difference. Okay.
Are you locked in?
Yeah, Shawn Mendes, I guess.
No, the Czech Republic is 26 and Shawn Mendes is 20. I'm sorry.
That's what I was going to say.
I have, by the way, ages for most of these, but not all of them, and I apologize.
It's okay.
All right, Chris and Leah, Parks and Recreation or RuPaul's Drag Race? Which one is older?
Okay, so when Jeffrey was on last time, we talked about RuPaul's Drag Race. And I want to say it was like season 10 of that show.
I was going to say, I don't think it's that much more than 10.
No, so I think Parks and Rec has been off for a number of years and they had like 7 seasons.
So Rob Lowe left Brothers and Sisters and did Parks and Rec right after. Brothers and Sisters, I think, started in 2006.
So Rob Lowe came in
season, what, 2 or 3? Gosh, Parks and Rec can be that old, but maybe it is.
No, hold on. So Rob Lowe came in because they still had What's-His-Name season 1 and season 2, the guy that nobody liked, Brandanowitz. I like Mark Brandanowitz. I had no problem with that character.
I never understood why people hated him so much.
I don't get it.
I think Parks and Rec probably started around 2007.
I think Parks and Rec is 2008.
Okay.
If RuPaul's Drag Race is 10 years, that means it started 2010, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I would say Parks and Rec is older. That's my best guess.
Okay, Parks and Rec.
That is incorrect. RuPaul is older by 1 month.
RuPaul or RuPaul's Drag
Race? RuPaul's Drag Race is older by 1 month.
RuPaul is much older. I
hope so.
All right, great. Tim and Kim. Let's go with that. Willie Nelson or Dick Van Dyke? Who is older?
I don't know.
I feel like that's close. One.
Closer than 1 month, like ours was.
Like if they're born on the same day, like they're the same age.
Can we get the date separation on this one too?
It is 7 years.
Seven years different. Okay. So what do you think?
I don't know because I don't know. I'm terrible at this kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're both very old.
But I'd go Van Dyke is older.
I think is.
You think he's older or younger?
I think he's older.
I think he's older, too.
All right, let's go Van Dyke.
Chim-chim-a-day.
Dick Van Dyke is correct. 86 versus 93. Ooh. That is 10 points for you guys.
Nicely it's been done. Like an hour since we got one right.
Yeah.
It's nice. Feels good.
All right. Chris and Leah, Umbrella by Rihanna or I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry? Which one is older?
I have no idea.
Umbrella came out.
Take this. I have no idea. I'm going
to
drink.
I remember hearing it in the car when I was driving to Turner Elementary School when I was working there. So that was in 2011, 2012. So it had to have been, that was that, no, I was working there 2012, 2013. And I know I heard it in the car. And it was like on like a pop radio station.
Are you talking to me?
She's talking.
I feel like I Kissed the Girl came out earlier than that. I think I Kissed a Girl is older.
Or is it I Kissed a Squirrel?
And I licked it.
Do you have any contribution?
None whatsoever.
I'm going to say I Kissed a Girl is older.
The correct answer is Umbrella is older by 1 year. I'm so sorry. And I'm just double checking that right now. Yeah, Umbrella came out in 2008. I Kissed a Girl came out in 2008. Oh. Uh-oh.
It's fine. I don't need points.
Yeah. Trick question. They came out at the same time.
No, it's a trivia podcast. We have to know an answer.
Yeah, someone's going to fact check that.
I'll do it. I guess the girl came out.
Maybe I'm remembering when they did those songs on Glee, and maybe those are the years that I'm remembering.
It was, all right, so I Kissed a Girl was released on April 28th, 2008. Umbrella was released worldwide March
29th, 2007.
Oh, so it's okay. 1 year older.
Still right.
All right, great. Okay, Jim and Pam, Casablanca or 12 Angry Men? Which one is older?
I love 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, you do.
In bed.
All right. Well, you as the old movie resident expert,
oh, man.
I'm going to put this one on you.
I'm going to go Casablanca is older.
Me too.
Casablanca is correct. 1942 versus 1957.
I think we're going to watch 12 Angry Men tonight now that we talk about it. I love that movie.
Chris and Leah, Cardi B or Bruno Mars? Who's older, Cardi B or Bruno Mars?
I don't know who Cardi B is.
What?
Oh, that's the one who makes the sound.
Oh, I just read something. Hold on. What did I just read? Something somewhere about Cardi B and someone being an influence.
You need to catch up on your Love and Basketball.
What?
What?
Like, isn't the movie? Friend yet?
No.
No?
I was like with Omar Epps?
No, she's a stripper.
I thought she was on.
She's a stripper?
She was a stripper. No, she's a very famous rapper.
But I thought she was on one of those shows.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No?
I could be wrong.
I have no idea.
I could be wrong, too.
All right. I don't really care for Bruno Mars.
Oh.
I don't know anything about Cardi B, but I actually respect Bruno Mars for his talent because he's very talented. I just don't really, by and large, I don't listen to a lot of music, and Bruno Mars is not what I listen to when I do listen to music. I would say Bruno Mars. Cardi B could be 19. She could be 55. I have no idea.
I don't know. Just pick one.
I'm going to say Bruno Mars is older.
Bruno Mars is older. He is 33. She is 26. But I also wrote that a long time ago, so they might have had a birthday. Happy birthday, Cardi B and Bruno Mars. All right. Last question. James and Mames. McDonald's or Burger King? Which one is older, McDonald's or Burger King?
I feel like we watched something recently that like referenced this.
So I'm a bit torn because in my hometown.
That's different. That's not an actual Burger King, though, is it?
Yeah.
Where's your hometown?
Mattoon, Illinois. Right in the middle. There is a place called Burger King, and I don't know if they consider that
the beginning.
The beginning. I feel like Burger King was first, but McDonald's made it big.
I'm going to defer to you.
Well, I'm just taking wild stabs into the air, so. Yeah, we're going to go Burger King.
Burger King is correct. 1955 versus 1954. All right, score update as we go into the final bonus round. Chris and Leah have 115 points. Gin and Juice have 95 points.
Yeah.
Okay, so last round, you're going to wager any number of points. You can write that number down right now. The category is politics.
We've got our number.
This podcast brought to you by The Clapper. The Clapper. You lazy fuck. Turn off your own goddamn lights. The Clapper.
That's what Alexa's
for. We just make Alexa do it.
I can't get Gin and Juice out of my head now, though.
This podcast brought to you by the Google Home. The Google Home. I work on that. Please use it. Google Home.
We are locked in.
Finally.
All right, great. You're locked in for your points. So the question is, name the oldest and youngest member of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, you got this.
Who is the youngest member of the U.S. Supreme Court and who is the oldest member of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to go ahead and lock in. You guys can talk.
Are we allowed to discuss?
Yeah, we're. Leah, are you okay with these answers? Do you have any?
Yes, I'm okay with those answers.
Didn't even look at the paper.
How old is?
I can't we're name one in. Person on the Supreme Court. So
we're locked in.
You can't name one.
Nope.
How old is lifting weights with Bill and Ted and the and drinking beers guy?
That's Paul Ryan, and he is not on the Supreme Court.
Oh.
Lifting weights with Bill and Ted and drinking beers guy.
What's his name?
Oh, with Scuzzy and Frederick. Yeah. It's got all on his calendar. I don't know his name. I didn't ever care to find out. What's his name? New
keep,
guy.
Keep drinking.
Oh my god.
I'm out of beers though.
What the Yeah, I've been out a while.
What is his name?
Friedrich von
No,
Hoopin.
No. Oh. What is his name? Oh my god, what is his name?
I don't know. He seems like a Bradley.
No.
He a was Bradley?
Lifting, he yeah. was lifting weights with Scuzz and Fuzz and
yeah.
drinking beers.
I don't know.
He had one beer.
One beer. He remembers everything.
What the fuck is his name?
I don't know. I still got another answer.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
You can just cut her mic. It's fine. She's too drunk.
I'm not. I'm so. Not, though. I'm just completely...
Your drink's not even half gone.
True.
I'm so angry that I cannot remember this man's name.
I'm not.
Are you sure it's a man? There are women on the Supreme
yes,
Court.
I know
the oh! Feminism for the win.
We talked about this in the last podcast I was on. There have only been 4 women on the U.S. Supreme Court, and 3 of them are currently on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Of them now.
It's too late. We already locked in.
Okay, let's go with that one. Go with that one.
Yeah, I'm afraid that we only have half of it right. Oh well.
We'll lock it.
We're locked it.
All right, can I get your answers?
Let's hear yours first.
All right, so we went with the youngest is Gorsuch. I think that's his name.
That's a person, yeah.
And oldest is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
We had oldest is RBG and the youngest as Sonia Sotomayor.
All right, and the correct answer is the oldest is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the youngest is not Brett Kavanaugh, it is Neil Gorsuch.
Yes!
Wow.
Yeah, I think Kavanaugh was who you were thinking
yeah,
of, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Chris, what was your wager?
We wagered 19 points.
19 points. Thank you for doing math. That will make this hard for me. And Justin Amash, what was your wager?
We got 25.
25. All right, great. So that brings the final score to 134 points for Chris and Leah and 70 points for the other two. Okay.
Yay!
That's it. Thank you, guys.
I think this is my first win since like movie trivia against Mike and Nikki. It feels so good to win.
This is my first loss.
Oh. Wow.
Wah, wah.
Oh, man.
You get used to it after a while.
Yeah.
Next time, I'll just give you the answers. It's fine.
Fucking Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Miss San Fernando.
Okay, that was my mistake. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, yeah, she got it. San Francisco. And she's like, I wrote San Fernando.
I don't know what I was thinking. I don't. I really don't.
Hey.
Where's Google headquartered? Are they're in
Mountain View, California.
Mountain View.
All right, once again, that was Pub Trivia Experience. Thank you for liking, commenting, subscribing. Give us a like on that old podcast app.
Hey,
you can follow us on
re-record
Stitcher.
Re-record that. That sounded terrible.
I am not... Thank you for listening to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Jeffrey Liguori, and everyone is dead. Goodbye.
I liked it.
This is now an ASMR podcast. I'm going to squish these dead bodies really nice into the microphone.
Please remember to like and subscribe.
You're dead.
I'm dead?
You've been listening to the podcast.
I am now an ethereal being.
You're a force ghost.
Chris's ghost, you can take it away.
Hey, everyone. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. We, as always, try and put the pub into pub trivia. If you've ever been on a rather large pub trivia team, hopefully this replicated some of your conversations. We really do enjoy you guys listening. Again, you want to get in touch with us? Email us, pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, @pubtriviapod. And we're going to let our Graham expert tell you how to find us on Instagram.
You can also find us on Instagram at Pub Trivia Experience. Go ahead and slide into those DMs. Let us know what you think.
And as always, we talk about being a new podcast. This grows the more you guys talk about it, the more you tell your friends and family. But the best thing you can do if you're enjoying the show is like us, subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on. Write us and review. Rate us and write us a review. That'd be great.
And share it with all your friends.
Please do. And one more just kind of throw out real quick. When this comes out, you'll have already heard the episode where Jeff and I kind of talk through our episode for Fresh Start for Kids. It's not a trivia episode, but if you have a chance, I really do encourage you to go listen to it. It was a life-changing experience for me. Jeff's been working on it for a while. and they do some really good work. So go ahead, give it a listen. For the pub trivia experience, I have been Chris.
I'm Leah.
I'm Jeff.
I'm also Jeff.
And I'm Juice.
You guys, everyone have a great, safe week. We'll see you next week. Bye.